No, I was going to say, if you're having sex with a guy, and he went, yeah, and he got to the point of sexual high, and all of a sudden he's like,
a lame leg.
What would you do?
He went, and then the leg came out.
Hello and welcome to the first ever live Can Laughter podcast. Misreading the auto cue is Mark.
Does that say can't or cunt?
Being fluffed in the corner is Simon.
That's right, baby. I call them my furry dice because there's a 1 in 6 chance of getting my snake eye.
And drinking vodka from this coffee mug is me, Steph. Hi, guys.
Oh, that's actually quite weird that you're saying that. Actually, yeah, you're in the same room as me.
I'm scared because I know a lot of podcasts do this regularly, and now I'm worried.
What, that we're actually a proper podcast?
Yeah, admittedly, we are coming to you live from my dining room.
That's more live than it normally is.
It's less recording studio, more shit tip. as you can tell by all the board games everywhere.
Yes. Perfect for all of the listeners there.
Shut up.
Well, I'll do the closed captions. We're in Steph's dining room. There's a fuck ton of board games around. And a lamp in the corner. The room has a mark. Possible exits are north and west.
One room away is Steph's fabled feature wall.
East and south.
Yeah.
So it's happened facing the wrong way, that's all.
Oh, that's true. That's
been around.
That's true. I thought that way was north, because I always assume that when you go through someone's front door, you're heading north.
No, we're a south-facing house. North-facing house, so south, out the back.
Right.
Sorry, this is all really weird, but I'm looking at the recorder, because I imagine this is our audience.
Yeah, well, you could pretend that the play pause icon is a couple of eyes.
Hello. And this is going to be a really weird podcast, the fact that we're all here and I'm not just on my own.
Can I go upstairs and go on Skype?
I need to go on Reddit. I need Reddit in front of me so I don't have to listen.
One Reddit coming up.
Oh, wonderful. I've got my own Reddit machine. How are things?
Ah, they're pretty good. We are here in the York.
That's true.
Huzzah, first episode, we're 100.
Too evil! a year.
To a year of podcasting. Cheers.
Hooray! Beer. For the listeners, we're drinking beer.
Yeah, well, except Mark, who's drinking cider.
Yeah, because beer is awful.
No, beer is wonderful. This is really nice, by the way. You might want to try it.
Which one's this?
It is
red ale and toffee caramel and citrus hops.
I saw toffee caramel and just went, ooh. I don't think it goes well with grapefruit juice and black coffee, but this is my...
You're right. Well, that's fine. I'm just letting the fizz settle before.
Is this a kind of caramel with a grapefruit coffee chaser?
It's nice, isn't it?
That's got an interesting... What is the aftertaste?
Toffee caramel. And grapefruit and black coffee. I do spit into the bottle after.
Yeah. No, it's... See, I'm glad you said toffee caramel, because I was trying to think of what that taste is, and I can recognise tastes better than I can put them into words. And I was actually going to describe that taste as my cousin's furniture. Which, yeah.
So you spent a lot of time licking your cousin's furniture, then?
No, I don't know what my cousin's furniture tastes like. But if I try to come up with words for that taste, I do come up with just weird, arbitrary shit like that.
To be fair, when you're wine tasting, though, you can come up with the most ridiculous things, like, this tastes rather sleepy with a hint of bashful in there.
Yeah, but that
you're drinking the Seven Dwarves, that's your issue. Well, that you're drinking a dwarf cum cocktail, it's not. That's the first thing I said in the next year worth podcast, dwarf cum cocktail.
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud of myself.
If you say it quite fast, it sounds like a sort of Chinese proverb. Dwarf cum cocktail.
Imagine I'm doing that on a fortune cookie. Dwarf cum cocktail. What the fuck?
It'd be worse if you open it and it's just full of jizz.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
But you guys have been here and we've played some games.
Yeah.
Me and you have played Magic, Mark.
Yes.
My first game
of Magic, yes.
And you did alright, actually. You lost, but you were against my awful put everything out on the desk as quickly as possible deck.
Oh, is this Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, we gathered and played Magic, yes.
Yes. And then we played Netrunner.
Yes.
Whereas I won the first game in the slowest way possible. And you beat me within 2 minutes.
Yeah, with my criminal deck.
Yeah, which was mainly blind luck. Because I drew a hand full of corp cards and agendas.
Yeah. And I could look straight in your hands and everything.
Because you're a shit.
I think that made up for the fact the slow death of my Jinteki corp deck. Because
that
I
was a fun game.
I couldn't draw any economy cards, so basically...
I don't know why we're looking at Simon. He has no idea.
I was explaining it to Simon. No, because I didn't have any... Well, I had money at the start and Steph stole it all and got money himself. And then I just didn't have any money.
No. You're still starting from too far into the game rules.
So we each draw a hand of five cards. Right? He plays the corporation. I play a netrunner. I have to get cards out of his hand to win. What happened is that it was a very, very long involved game where Mark couldn't get any defences up. And I essentially kept running the same thing constantly.
Well, I had some defenses. You did get through them all because you had recurring credits.
And I was just like spending money to get through.
We'll show you a proper game later.
If we ever get past that monster at the end of the desk, I'm sort of worried about. The more it's there, the more I'm scared by it.
Is it the space line on the front of the chair?
It's the space line. We're going to be playing Twilight Imperium for the first time later. And Simon, you want to be space line?
I want to be Jedi Simba.
I want to be Galactic Turtle. If there is one, or that golem looking motherfucker on the top of the box. I imagine you're going to be mermaid space person.
I don't know.
I'm assuming my housemate Tom is going to be the biggest bullshit race in there. So probably the ones with whatever, the Death Suns.
Oh, no, any race can construct Warsons.
Oh, Warsons. The ones that are on fire then. I imagine he's going to be those.
Yeah, well.
I'm just looking at that, that sort of female space warrior character just to the right of the logo.
Yeah.
And it looks like someone stuck a gummy bear on Halle Berry's head then stuck her in a ditch and she's
that's
not
actually
happy
about it. Yeah. Oh, that's racist. I can't say that. So yeah, we're playing Twilight Imperium. That'll be fun.
Yeah, if we survive the 6 to 8 hour game.
Yeah, the fact that the box has Latin on it kind of tells you.
Yeah, but it's Latin in the worst sense.
It's space Latin.
Because that means magnificent, glorious, beautiful peace. Hooray, I took Latin in school.
I did not.
In the second century.
Well, what happened is that I passed French, and they said, well, you can do Spanish, which would be useful, or you can do another language. And I went, I'll learn Latin. And... it's useful because you learn where language comes from, but also not useful at all because
you don't learn
Latin.
Where language is going.
No. You learn the origins. It's essentially...
It's English origins.
Yeah.
It's essentially the cul-de-sac of European languages.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I did Spanish at GCSE and AS level. It is useful unless you do what I did and forget it all.
Yeah, it happens. Like I did a year of Spanish at year 10, and the only reason I did that was because we weren't allowed in our form, because our form room was in the language department, and we weren't allowed in our form room at lunchtime because of arbitrary school rules.
Oh, yeah.
But our form teacher for the year happened to be the Spanish teacher, the first Spanish teacher the school had gotten, and so she decided to do lunchtime Spanish. So for a year, I did lunchtime Spanish just so I didn't have to go outside.
So, yeah. Just so you didn't have to go outside and get... punched and also rained on.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
Doncaster school system, yeah. Physical abuse and bad weather. Yeah.
And teenage pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we had that.
I think everyone has that. Did I tell you about the girl who was in porn at my school?
Oh, yeah, she got shamed and had to leave.
Yeah, she essentially left the school. There was also the... Oh, this is probably another podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
All right, I'll stop talking.
Well, no, a refresh. Like we've done a year, so we've got to start from the beginning again and go over everything.
Well, yeah. Also, I don't remember this.
Well,
so
what I used to do to get out of going outside at lunch...
Was do porn.
No, we went into the computer room on the offshoot of the library because they wanted computer room monitors. So being...
Well, like 19-inch screens.
You're an idiot, get out. me and my friend Ashish... who were the geekiest people in the school, said, yeah, we'll do it. And then proceeded to do what you did on every computer, which is put games on it and play things. So we were playing GTA or StarCraft or something. And we were browsing the internet one day, and Ashish had managed to get the filter off. And we found this porn site, and he's like, oh, cool, look at this. Because, you know,
that's what you do.
I was 14 in a computer room, let's look at porn together. And we recognised the girl. And
was this like the first porn site you ever went on? You happened
no,
to find?
No. This was just this was him. He just said, come on. I looked upon before that. It was completely.
Were you trying to find doppelbangers?
No, I only found out about that recently, and actually, it's quite fun. We'll get on to that later. Okay.
We'll come back.
This makes me sound worse. Because it was me and Ashish running it, all of our friends, there's like 8 of us playing GTA. So we all crowded around this computer, and it was a girl, I think. I can't remember what her name was. It was one of those shit chav names, like...
Kelly, Tiffany.
How is Tiffany a chav name?
I don't know, it kind of...
That's more like now. American trailer trash name.
Maybe not for our generation, but I think for the kids that were like born in the mid-90s, I think Tiffany is
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
all the wines, Chardonnay, Bordeaux...
Sauvignon Blanc.
My mum was a nursery nurse, so I used to go and help out do like the computer stuff because 40-year-old women can't do databases. But I did.
Is that like the sequel to White Men Can't Jump?
Exactly. but one of the things I had to do was put all the names in, and there were names of the new students. So like 4 Harleys, one spelled like the bike, one with an I, which I just thought that kid's never going to amount to much. And then there was there were 3 Chanels, not like Chanel how you'd expect it, but with one N. Yeah. Chanel number 5 with 2 N's. Jesus. One with 2 L's as well, so it was Chanel.
Did the one with 2 N's also have 2 L's and or an extra E? Because otherwise I would just say Chanel.
How bad would it be if your parents misspelled it? In fact, no.
Hello, my name's Chanel.
In fact, Oprah Winfrey, her parent, she was meant to be called Orphan, I think.
Orphan. She was Orphan Winfrey.
Yeah, like Orphan.
They never told her she was adopted because she started making millions.
No, I mean, I think it was meant to be Orphan or something like that. It's from a Greek mythology thing.
Or Orpheus.
Not Orpheus, but like it was basically it's an anagram of Oprah, but they misspelled it on her birth certificate, so she's Oprah, and she should have been Orphan or something like that. Sidebar of Oprah Winfrey fact. I somehow know.
Is that going to be your new segment? Mark's Oprah Winfrey sidebar.
Yeah. funnily enough, as of the... I don't know if this was just after Game of Thrones started airing or last year. Apparently Arya is now one of the most popular names for a girl.
Is that Arya? George R. R. Martin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not Arya as in the music.
Yeah, whereas... Because I've had a discussion with my wife about this, and we would like to name our child Aria, which is the piece of music.
Yeah.
Or would not like to. I would like to name my child. Nick probably has some doubts. And she's in the other room, so I'd go and ask her, but I'm not going to, because she'll probably hear me through the wall. No comment. All right.
Are you going to name all your children after, like, Castlevania subtitles? So it'll be Aria of Sorrow and Harmony of Despair.
No, actually, it's actually after Zelda Ocarina of Time songs.
Yeah.
So there's going to be Bolero, Minuet... Aria. Shut up.
I can't judge. I am, however, looking on Oprah's Wikipedia page, and apparently it was she was named Oprah on her birth certificate.
Oprah, that's it,
but just everyone mispronounced it regularly, so Oprah stuck.
Oh right.
So I think she is actually.
Her name is Oprah.
I think her name is technically Oprah.
Okay.
But everyone just calls her Oprah because people are stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Americans are stupid. That's not...
That's not... That's not dialogue.
So then, after Mark's Oprah Winfrey sidebar, we can have Simon's Oprah Winfrey corrections, where you correct all the facts I just...
No. This is my weekly Wikipedia workshop.
Say that 3 times fast.
www.
Hooray!
Alright, weekly Wikipedia workshop, weekly Wikipedia workshop, weekly Wikipedia workshop. I need more beer.
Time, gentlemen!
Time for drinking. What is this?
That's coffee down.
The coffee is gone. 1 down, 2 to go.
Yeah. So.
Doppelbangers.
Yeah, Doppelbangers. So, for those of you that don't know, Doppelbangers is a site on Reddit, or a page on Reddit.
Yes.
A subreddit,
if you
would say. Where you can put on requests of people to
your
find...
Your friends.
Well, not just your friends, but celebrities and other people.
Basically, anyone you want to find a porn star lookalike of.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I'll tell you what, we'll have a look on Doppelbangers now, because you're all here, and I know you guys don't mind looking at porn together.
Have we actually told the story of the time we watched porn together?
I think we have.
I think we may have started but got sidetracked.
Just like when we watched porn together.
Yeah, so shouldn't have oiling each other up and getting into the sauna area. Oh, it's so hot and steamy. And
Yeah, well, we've oiled each other up. Oil does that. That's why you fry things in it.
Then we went to that giant frying pan.
And it was like, fuck it, I'm getting out of here. I've seen some awesome fire over there. I'm also looking at doppelbangers, but I don't have the Wi-Fi password, so I'm just hoping the 3G holds up.
So, look, that's essentially what doppelbangers does. That's the subreddit for it. So it's people asking for recommendation porn stars that look like they're friends or...
Yeah, request Asian girl from my school, Alex from Big Bang Theory. Can you find a doppelbanger of Corey Stamper from Merriam-Webster Dictionary?
I don't know if he's actually read that or if he's making that up.
No, that's actually there. Oh, sorry, I've hit the Android.
Oh my gosh!
Thingy. It's the Android side thingy that's always there.
Yeah, I know.
That ruins everything.
So yeah, and then it follows through, so...
follows through.
Back to poop jokes.
So he's looking for one of that, so the girl on the right.
Well, I'll have one of those, please.
The blonde, well, and then...
Do you do them in porn style?
Oh, there are no comments on that one, so that was sort of useless. But yeah, people comment and leave recommendations.
So it's basically the creepiest thing on the internet.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely atrocious, but it's funny as fuck. Because some people leave comments, because it's Reddit, anybody can leave comments behind. If you're interested in really disgusting human responses, it's very funny. Let me see if I can find some of them, because they are...
We've gone through the looking glass here.
We're talking about subreddits, we're stuck in a Reddit loop.
Oh dear.
Now it's an in-person Reddit loop. What's this porn?
What a way to kick off the new year of the podcast.
The new pod year.
Yes. Happy podcast-iversary!
Hooray!
You've been waiting to say that for like 2-3 weeks,
when,
haven't you?
Actually,
yeah, a little bit.
Is it? What's today?
My phone now has podcast-iversary in the autocorrect. I send it to you guys so many times.
Is it today or tomorrow is the anniversary of...
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I believe it was the 25th, wasn't it?
Oh, it's today.
Yeah, it has to be today, because it was Sunday last year when we started. We recorded.
That would have made it Monday this year.
Yeah. So
it was a Friday, because I took time off work.
Oh, yeah, the thing we went down for was on a Friday. We recorded it Saturday.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So maybe it is tomorrow, maybe it is 26th.
Well, it's not like I'm going to get this edited before then. I've got two more to finish editing.
Go on.
I was going to say, what happened to episode 51?
51. It is like 80% edited. I've gone through it all.
Like comments. Most of Simon's projects, unfinished.
Whoa. I got episode 3 furnished.
Did you say furnished? Because that's a different thing. I heard furnished.
No, I think you just tried to compensate for...
I think you
tried to compensate for the northern in my accent and overshot.
I've been looking on doppelbangers, so I'm a little bit distracted. It's
Yeah, just been looking on Norks.
I wonder if Norks is a subreddit. I'm actually going to look for Norks as a subreddit.
Probably.
Carry on, continue talking.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say about doppelbangers is, although I've never seen it before, never posted to it, or never used it in any way, I did find
sounds a little suspicious.
I did find a video once with a guy in who looked a hell of a lot like my ex. The only real clues I had
was the necklace around his head that had his name on it.
No,
the photo of the driver's license, birth certificate.
No, that was what kind of weird shit do you think I'm into?
I don't know. Very specific identity porn.
There's a subreddit, boobies. Does that count?
Is that the bird or the?
No, it's for boobs.
Yeah. All right. No,
there's boobs.
I can't. It's very small.
Let's see. Monday enter a subreddit. /r/dongs. See if that exists.
There probably is /dongs.
No, apparently there's not.
There's no dong subreddit? That's depressing. Continue talking. Like, me and Simon will be here for a while. We're going to be stuck in a Reddit loop.
Yeah, we're stuck in a Reddit loop. We're just looking for subreddits now.
Welcome to the Mark Hour. Pour yourself a nice cup of herbal tea and draw yourself in a nice warm bath. We're going to be here for a while.
/dicks exists.
Of course it does.
It's exactly what you think it is.
Is it pictures of dicks?
Really curious what others think of my cock. Comments more than welcome. Me and my cock enjoying the holiday together. He woke up really enthusiastic. What do you think about it? ? Winking smiley. Moving on.
See what I have to put up with, guys.
Right. No,
guys, I'm addressing the podcast audience.
I have terminated my Reddit loop.
I haven't. Continue.
Fucking hell.
Alright, I've stopped.
It's the first in-person podcast that we've done since the very first one.
And I was looking at our boobies.
And you weren't even on the first in-person one.
Yeah. I know, I'm very happy to be here. I'm glad that you decided to come to my house as opposed to just recording between the two of you.
Well, yours is...
Yours is halfway. It made more sense.
It's kind of halfway between ours, so yeah.
So, considering we live across the entire fucking country now.
Yeah. But no, it was 364 days ago. We sat in a shitty travel lodge.
With a dog in the wall.
There was a dog in the wall. That turned out to be a squeaky lift. Yeah. We don't know that.
No, there could have been wall dogs. You don't know. I'm really glad that came out on the recording. I was so worried that we were going to be talking about wall dogs and
no one would know what we were talking about.
Because you hear...
Yeah. Well, that was the first time I really used my field recorder for that kind of distance level of recording.
Yeah.
Picking up something background like that, and I wasn't sure if it would actually pick it up, but it did. So, good field recording. You get a tap, you get a pat. And the audience get some loud clicking noises.
They can feel the pat as well. It's like 3D sound. Sound coming right at you.
Like Cleopatra.
Like 3D. Like,
yeah.
3D sound.
3D Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Which Cleopatra are we even talking about anymore?
I was talking about
Cleopatra coming at you.
Yeah, but
they were 90s like girl band.
They were, but they were also like this Egypt woman who did a thing
Egypt
with like pyramids and shit.
No,
I don't.
No, wrong. Veto.
Truth veto.
Truth veto. Fact veto.
Danny DeVito
takes lots of pictures of his feet.
Yeah, troll foot.
So I imagine that's his face all the time when we're talking. It's so weird being here.
I know.
In person and recording.
I don't know whether to look at you or... Like,
don't look at me. I'll get stage fright.
You'll be able to perform.
Someone say I don't perform anyway. Some would say I get distracted by Reddit halfway through and there are large periods of silence from me.
Some would say that you don't do a very professional job on this podcast.
Hey, who got us a sponsor, bitch?
Me?
No. Me.
Damn it, I thought you'd get away with that.
You actually thought you could get
away with it. I'm
Me? Yes.
Maybe Steph has forgotten, I don't know.
Good God, he's not you.
I forget so much shit.
It's true.
So do I. I know it's like a thing that we normally take the piss out of you, but I feel bad doing it to your face.
I turn around if you want. You're an idiot.
I don't turn around, because then you'll become muffled.
Just put a pillow over my face and slowly choke myself.
And you'll start to sound a bit like this. Well, before then.
Do you know that's how they record Kenny's audio for South Park?
That's exactly why I did it. Matt talks in his sleeve, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. It's like the dog in the wall.
Matt Stone, Trey Parker, $1 million.
No!
Or more likely you do. Me and Simon are fine.
Well, what I'll do is I'll strike up a deal with them in which I perform... In Book of Mormon, and it'll be like a whole sitcom scenario. It's like Mark owes them $1 million, so he goes and performs in a musical.
As terrible as that sounds, don't worry, because they're going to hire him as like a set pillar.
Oh, right.
So he just has to stand there and not move
until the moment where the spotlight shines upon me, and the guy is about to, and the lead Mormon is about to burst into song, and I jump out. Set crumbling behind me and go, Mormon!
Pillars don't sing!
How good it is to be a Mormon!
Pillars don't sing.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, holy shit. And then they'll incorporate it into the show where the two Mormons and their pillar friend go off to become missionaries.
So this is an improvised version of the Book of Mormon. where the set comes alive and takes over the role of primary character.
I tell you what, distance does not make one to stab him less.
I think the new distance makes me want to stab him more. I don't have any stabby things.
Here, have this.
Oh, thanks.
Ah, pointy!
Maybe it's like a dartboard. Maybe I can...
Oh, dear me. Stop throwing pens at each...
I haven't thrown anything yet.
All right, fine. I'm putting them on my safety goggles.
Come in my eye!
Give me my pen back!
I want sweet revenge!
No!
I was not able to your eye!
I wallpaper! Dickhead!
It's, nope, there's the spot. Oops.
God damn it, Mark.
If it makes you feel any better, I've got a bit of pen on my finger.
No, it doesn't!
You pricks are never coming back.
I can't really see it. Well, I could colour the rest of the white bit in blue and then... Ow! Ow! I want to go back home!
Go! Leave me and Simon with Twilight Imperium.
Well, it's not my fault. He could have easily hit the wall behind me.
It was aiming for your face!
Yeah, not the bits of your face that are important, like your eyes. So, really, it was fine.
It's all your fault.
I'm at the very worst neutral at this. Oh, God.
So that's podcast, right? We can just call it
this. Okay, yeah.
How far through are we?
20 minutes. Oh. My God, it feels so much longer in person. Why don't I talk to you guys?
Oh, so, highlights from the last year. Anybody?
I thought we tried to do that and Simon was just... It was shit.
Highlights of the podcast, not just of the last year. I mean, specifically of doing the podcast together. Anybody but me go first.
Mark, the only thing that I can think of right now is best not first. Mark, it's over to you.
I didn't understand. That sentence didn't make any grammatical sense.
That's why it's over to you.
Best not first. Yeah, best me, Simon, best not first. Know me better, man.
spew into this.
But the empty coffee mug, surely. Unless you want my spat out beer dregs and your grapefruit juice.
I just wouldn't drink it. I pour it on Mark for ruining my wallpaper.
It's not ruined. You only know it's there if you look at it.
Fuck you.
I just...
Anyway, highlights of the year.
Just think of that little spot as like the wallpaper came with DLC.
I'm going to fucking stab you next.
If I put a little dot beside every single flower on your wallpaper, then it won't look out of place.
Oh, God, that's like... Oh, back like 10 years ago, when we were all like 15, a friend of mine, who will remain nameless...
Jeff? Simon?
No,
Danny?
It wasn't me, Louise. It wasn't Jeff. No, he...
Nigel?
Agamemnon.
Orpheus. Oprah.
Let's call him Barry.
Barry the Bear. Your current boyfriend and lover.
With two R's and two I's.
Barry.
Yeah, he's Scottish. No. So, Barry.
The Bear.
This was the time when we were all using MSN Messenger for talking.
The late 90s. I remember those days.
Early 2000s.
Dial up.
And he basically posed the question, you know, guys, I was having a wank, right? And I've jizzed on my carpet, and that bit of carpet is now really rough. What do I do? So, there was no real suggestions, but I put forward the idea that he could jizz on every other bit of carpet, and then relatively, it'd be okay.
Yeah, true.
So, in a sense, that is what Mark is proposing.
What, jizzing on the carpet?
No.
Well, how we got here? Stop jizzing on my things.
Well, you know, I started ruining your wall. I might as well ruin your carpet as well. Carve my initials into the laminate wood floor.
Jizz on the carpet, piss in that lamp.
Shit in the fridge.
And I need this shit good for tomorrow.
Just in the vegetable drawer.
Well, at least it's crisp.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. Podcast wise, I've just noticed Simon's got a hole in his sleeve.
Well, oh yeah, this hoodie has a hole there.
Congratulations.
So you bought new trousers, maybe you should buy new hoodies next. Like,
he's working his way from the feet up.
I see.
Next it's belts. Navel rings.
I bought a new belt.
Then nipple rings.
I bought a new belt. The nipple ring is on back order. The navel ring I left at home.
It's just a ring with a boat on it.
Oh. Anyway, long story short, by 2016 I will have a weave. Like you said, I'm starting at the bottom, working up.
So you're getting more African American woman as you go up.
Who doesn't?
You're going to change your name to LaShonda. Is this how you tell us that you're getting a sex change?
Is the
I'd understand.
Is the identity of an African American woman top heavy? Because I don't consider these cargo pants to be particularly African American and or female.
More like jungle explorer. You could be like a treasure hunter wearing this cargo.
Or the weave.
What, like Lara Croft?
Well, less like Lara Croft and more like...
Indiana Jones.
Did you ever watch The Librarian?
I've been bored and had Sky One when I was younger.
I don't remember it.
It's basically about
Indiana Jones.
Basically, it's a shit Indiana Jones. And there's a guy who gets a job at a library, but it turns out he's like a relic hunter. He has to secure like...
Well, the library contains all the like ancient artifacts.
Like the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, and like...
Okay. Tridents and shit.
Yeah. Right. Tridents kind of shit. Yeah. The spear that killed Jeezy guy.
Jeezy guy.
Jesus, that guy that hung out on crosses. Literally.
Oh, they got the Christian listeners.
Hooray!
You've been trying to alienate them for 53 episodes.
I've alienated them before now when I said that they were people suffering under one mass delusion. Hello, Christian listeners.
Goodbye, Christian listeners.
Oh. P.S. Religion's a sham.
Your faith's shit.
Do you just shout this on street corners?
Yeah.
I still don't get why... For a text that teaches you to, you know, be kind and not judge people and love each other. Christians are the worst people ever.
Not all of them. I imagine it's like a lot of people.
Okay, American Christians are the worst ever.
Again, not all of them. America's a rather large place.
Yeah, it'll be that vocal minority.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's always like, vocal minority.
It's like there is a vocal minority of scientists that are absolute twats because they don't know shit about shit.
Not Einstein.
No, Einstein was right. That's the difference. The problem is, no one believed him.
Yeah.
But no, it is the small subset of Christians that are, you know, picketing soldiers' funerals, saying that gays are destroying America.
Sorry about that.
You're taking responsibility for all the gays in America. Guys, we're sorry. We've just got to have a bit of bum fun. To bum fun!
To bum fun! To mean fun!
Mean fun!
But no, I saw
it's like the vocal minority of like online Battlefield 3 players that make.
Are you comparing Christians to Battlefield 3 players?
It's pretty good. They complain when little things change. They have absolute faith in the systems until they break. They obsess over every fine detail. Christians are essentially the hardcore first person shooters of the religious world. In other words, cunts.
Well,
there's going to be a point when you stop me coming to this podcast, isn't there?
That's fine. I'll just get the list of potential sponsors and just cross off Alpha Course.
No, I'm only bitter. That's all I am. I've been preached to for many years by family members and friends. I was once forced to go to Mass.
Ooh.
Which is interesting, considering that you're not supposed to go to Mass and receive the sacrament unless you have been christened or baptised. So there was a long-running discussion before I went up and had the wine and biscuit.
He just went for the free shit, didn't he?
No, he actually made me go, and he said, you know, maybe going to this will bring... Because an old friend of mine, he wanted... I think he was worried about me and wanted to put faith in my life, and I wasn't interested in the slightest.
Unless faith is a hooker.
fair point. I realise when I do that, you're here, but... Anyway, I went up and there was a long-running discussion between him and his friends whether it would drive the Satan out of me. And I had the wine and had the biscuit and it was alright. It was really bad wine. And I went back and I was like, Lord be praised, I'm now going to go and shop at Waitrose. Because that was my next job. And he was like, oh, right, no effect at all. So I don't know what he was expecting, whether like a shaft of light was going to illuminate.
Hey, you turn around.
Have become...
You turn around and like a gospel choir comes up behind you and start singing like, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, something like that I think he was expecting.
Yeah, I get...
What was he expecting? A miracle?
I get the occasional
we're just
thing.
Ignoring that.
I get the occasional thing from my grandma, which is like trying to make me do the Jesus thing again.
That must be really difficult for you, considering that your entire sexuality and lifestyle goes against most things in the Bible.
I don't know. Sodom had a pretty good time.
That was good.
Crossing over that.
And then to the whole, you know, flaming death balls. Which is actually one of the accents on him to start with. It's quite ironic.
Oh, it's fine. When I go to hell, I'll just team up with the atheist firemen and all the climate scientists, and we'll make hell a very hospitable place. We'll terraform that shit.
I imagine you have very different plans for the firemen.
The concept, like, all right, now guys, everybody get together. We're going to declare us faithless, go to hell, which we don't believe in, and just terraform the bejesus out of it.
Yeah, it's atheism and liberalism. It's what all Christians hate. But no, the only thing I remember from church, really, was a few years ago, my cousin got confirmed. I think she mainly did it for the social aspect.
The social aspect?
Yeah, I don't know, I went with
it. Did she attend one of these weird cult-like meetings?
If she did, she didn't tell me about it.
Because there's an acquaintance of mine, was a friend, but he, very Roman Catholic, very different opinions. He went to something called the Opal Cell. And I was like,
"Opal Cell? Is that like a prison full of Starbucks?"
No, that sounds like a spin-off of the Crystal Maze!
I'm going to kill him. I swear to fucking God, I'm going to stab him in the neck.
Are we meant to be watching the Crystal Maze this weekend?
We're going to play Dwell at the Pyramids. Anyway, no, the Opal Cell was a gathering in, I think it was Loughborough, Birmingham.
To grab all the gold tickets.
Like-minded, I will kill you. Of like-minded individuals who had agreed, as with the Opal Alliance, to not have sex before marriage.
Right.
But their terminology worried me, because the word cell really kind of scared me, because I thought, well, there's only other one kind of cell I know, and that's a terrorist cell. And I was like, what are these guys going to do? Run around and put these opal rings on me and go, you are now not having sex before marriage. No!
Wait a moment, I'll just take this off and bang someone.
No, my cousin's confirmation, I was in the audience, as you do, and there's a lot of, like...
Is it an audience? Surely it's like a...
Congregation.
Yeah, I was going to say, audience implies every guys with placards going, we're number one!
Everyone just lifts up their shirt and says, like, confirmation! Yeah.
Confirm and conform.
Woo!
John 3:16, literally.
I hadn't been to church in a while. I couldn't remember the terminology. Anyway, there's a lot of speeches, there's a lot of prayers. It's kind of boring if you're not a Christian. It's just kind of boring and a little bit creepy. So I discovered that a good way to keep yourself amused and sort of mentally occupied.
Is it flicking things at the altar boys?
No, it's more innocuous than that until you get found out.
Is it getting your balls out and dipping it in the holy water?
No, like I said, more innocuous until you get found out.
Okay.
You, when there's a prayer and everyone says, Amen, you just say, Sieg Heil. It's just a good way to keep yourself amused.
And then if they ask you why you're raising one of your hands, you say, like, I want to praise God, grab two tights, lift both.
Sorry, my armpit's itchy.
Yeah.
No, you don't do that. That gives the game away.
I know.
But because everyone's too busy going, oh, Jesus, help me, because I can't do this myself for some reason, you've just... They're not paying attention.
It shows a distinct lack of self-worth, really, doesn't it? We've probably been ragging on Christianity for far too long. Should we drag it back to something else?
Okay. Yeah. Judaism.
The Dark Ages.
Well, I'm seeing you excited.
So, played Hearthstone?
Yeah, I have played Hearthstone.
Played Hearthstone.
Some video game news. I played Hearthstone, and like all collectible card games, it's fun, and I got my ass handed to me in the first 5 minutes.
Did you have you bought any with physical money yet?
No, because I'm not that person. Anymore. I used to be that person, and now I'm like, nah, booster packs. Or I could buy booster packs of Magic and actually have the themes in real life. How about you? What was your experience with Hearthstone like?
I enjoyed it. I only did the 6 tutorial missions. I really enjoyed it, though. Something I probably need to go back to. But in terms of what we're talking about on the last podcast...
I was going to say, what Christianity?
Yes. I found playing a collectible card game much like praising our Lord Jesus Christ.
There's lots of fiddly bits and you usually lose.
Yes.
No, continue.
I enjoyed it and it was good to it was good playing it, and I think because obviously like I was ragging on kind of alphas and betas and paying for shit like that in the last podcast. I think probably because it's free. I don't know if it's going to stay free. I assume so if you're paying for the booster packs. But no, I thought it was good for free and fairly polished from what I played. It seemed quite good. I was quite impressed with it, and I probably spent quite a few more hours in it, and maybe get into some more PC gaming. Maybe I'll try some of the, probably not alphas, probably not ones you have to pay for, but if there are any kind of free betas, maybe try some of those.
You could buy Redshirt, which I've completed now. Yeah. Which is fun.
Is that alpha, beta?
It's done, it's full game.
Yeah.
I think, as far as I'm aware. But it's the one that we saw at Eurogamer, where you are playing a crew member on a, like a Star Trek-esque thing. But it's done entirely through Spacebook, which is essentially a Facebook app thing. So you post statuses, you have relationships with people through Spacebook, and you apply for promotions and buy things all through Spacebook.
It's a shame it can be called Captain's Log, but if you're a red shirt.
No, I mean, that's what the Bafu minigame's called.
But no, you must have seen that on the first day, because I don't remember that.
Yeah. It's very good. It's a... the writing is fantastic. I mean, it's a very bare bones system, really.
Yeah.
Sketchy looking, but actually quite engaging when you get into it and trying to, you know, juggle relationships. Like, I've got a relationship with this person. They're the boss of this level 4 job. Well, I could sleep with them for 2 weeks and get that job. Because the whole thing is, like, you need to get off the station before something happens.
You're sent down to a planet as a red shirt, die.
Before something happens to the station, no one knows what's going to happen, but something's happening because all the senior members of staff have got holiday booked and there's no more holiday you can book off. So it's like, okay, fine, but you're like a teleportation pod specialist or a sewer cleaner. You know, it's nothing, it's a red shirt job, it's shit. But you can work your way all the way up to the admiral's assistant. So you've got to get up that high, or you can buy tickets, or you can become friends with ambassadors and they get, it's all very fun. But yeah, I recommend that. And also Banner Saga, which I'll show you later.
Yes!
Which is a fucking beautiful game!
Yes.
And it has to be said like that.
Because well, it's on your ball sack.
It literally makes your balls jump back up into your body. How beautiful it is. I've had way too much beer. I think I'm starting to get a little bit drunk.
Don't know. It's a high from doing the podcast in person.
Yeah, it's certainly something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I recommend that as well to anybody listening.
Yeah. It does look really good, and it's grip-based strategy game like Fire Emblem, isn't it? So that's already piqued my interest.
And, I mean, there are some sections where you're like, what the fuck? But, you know, it carries on. The AI is a little bit dopey, insofar as, like, if you leave your archer exposed, they don't go directly for it. They go to the biggest thing in the group and just try and wail on it. It's like, you're not doing any damage at all. It's like, and then he just swings and kills everybody. It's like, okay.
Unlike in Fire Emblem, where if you leave your archer unattended, they will go for him and slaughter him.
Yep.
I didn't realise, the first time I played Fire Emblem, I thought, oh, I'll give Will, my archer, a sword, and then he can defend himself up close. Archers can't use swords in Fire Emblem. I wasted 200 gold on a sword he couldn't use. No, I need to go back to play some more Fire Emblem. Such a good franchise. Makes me wish they kind of do a film, but I don't think they could do a film version.
What about justice. Grid movement warfare?
Well, no, because...
Move, attack! Wait.
The actual story of it, if you break it down to story sequence and battle sequences, would be really cool and very Lord of the Rings-esque, but the story would, it would be too long and you'd miss out too many interesting characters if you did
make like it into a trilogy.
Oh, don't get me started on trilogies. There's far too many trilogies.
Or a quadrilogy.
Just why does everything have to be a trilogy? Well, no, the only thing these days is
it's a really good way to make money out of a franchise.
Film 1, film 2, film 3, part 1, film 3, part 2. Oh.
You could do a Harry Potter and make 8 films.
Yeah, that was 6, and then 7 part 1 and 2. So it's the 7th story, like, fuck all happens in 7 part 1 of Harry Potter. They go camping and an elf dies. That's pretty much... that's the first half. That's 3 hours saved. You're welcome, internet.
It's mostly 2 towers as well, really. Lots of camping and then an elf dies on the battlements.
I don't remember the 2 towers that well. To be honest, I don't really remember much of the...
Is this where we play Twilight Imperium today, and then all through the night we watch all of Lord of the Rings?
Oh my god, no, no, no. I have the extended DVDs, I'll do it sometime, just not now.
I'm tired. Simon, want bed.
Becky and I did a Lord of the Rings marathon for on New Year's Eve. We got the first 2 films on New Year's Eve and watched Return of the King on New Year's Day.
Which is interesting, because there's been a 9-month relationship and I would have been shagging each other's brains out on New Year's Eve. It's a poor choice, really.
Yeah, but...
I'm going to make it back to that scene in
a bit. Well, our relationship's at that next level. We've passed...
What, you passed go, you've collected $200.
Yeah.
And now you're watching Lord of the Rings together.
Yeah, and now I'm giving them $400 to stay in a hotel on Park Row.
I need the flat to myself tonight, honey. I'm having some friends around. It's totally not a prostitute.
I wonder if that excuse has ever worked for someone. It, look, darling, you've just got to leave. It's totally not a prostitute.
You know, it probably would.
Why would, like...
If you had presented yourself to your girlfriend as someone who is not stupid, like someone reasonably...
Oh, no, bro, she already knows I'm stupid.
Oh, the internet knows I'm stupid.
Well, like, the hypothetical scenario can continue.
Okay.
If you present yourself as someone who's not stupid, and you say, I need to ask myself tonight, honey, it's totally not a prostitute, and, like, you do a little smile with it, then she's thinking...
Ooh, give her the finger pistols. Totally not a prostitute. Pew,
well,
pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, well, then she's working at, like, the next meta level on the assumption that you are. She's thinking... Well, it's probably not a prostitute, because if it was a prostitute, I know that he's not so stupid that he would say it's not a prostitute and think that would get me off his back. So it's probably not a prostitute. He's probably just having a laugh with tropes.
And then she comes home to find, like, the vagina glittering all over the bed sheets. And
it's like seven prostitutes. I said not a prostitute. Technically.
Oh, see, you did. You turned it around. It's good. It's good, because you preserved the guy's intellect.
I did.
But clearly,
why would you ever invite a prostitute over? Why don't you go to their place or like a sleazy motel? Why would you like? Why
depends
would...
on the depends on the caliber of prostitute. Well, on... Assuming you can put your wife up in a £800 apartment in Park Row, you can pretty much afford a high quality hooker to come round to your place and not ruin the sheet with the jazzle.
Yeah. Also, that way, you know, you get to have sex and you still get access to your toothbrush.
You can take a travel toothbrush with you.
Yeah, it's not the same.
take an overnight bag to the hooker's place.
I wouldn't want to wash my balls in a motel sink. I'd rather do it at home.
Yeah.
My own sink.
To be honest, right, if I was seeing prostitutes, I probably would take a travel bag. Because I'd be like, well, I want to take my toothbrush. I'd like to take my pyjamas.
Your seven expired condoms.
Makes you think that you'd be able to sleep with a prostitute and then sleep next to a prostitute all night? I think they're just going to give up.
Why not? Because you could, like...
Pay them for the entire night, that'd be a lot of money.
Well, no, I mean, you only have the room for a few hours and you leave.
I guess. Why just take your pyjamas?
I guess what I've just demonstrated is that I'm not cut out to see prostitutes.
No, you want a steady relationship where you can take a wash bag around and then a set of pyjamas and go, let's have a sleepover.
Midway through,
we're watching Lord of the Rings, we've had some popcorn,
we've touched penises a few times.
We've touched dicks, you can stick it in me, then we'll put on our pyjamas and finish the trilogy. The look, I can't adequately describe the look on Simon's face. He's both thoughtful and winsome.
You could, at the end of the second film, you could be like, honey, you can go Helm's Deep in me.
I'm only doing that bit. But the rest
at the end of it, it's like, looks like it's Return for Two Kings.
I'm doing that bit too. The rest of it's like,
I'm going to ride you like Rohan.
Oh, fuck me, you fool.
Just grabbing him by the lapels. Stuff that turned you on like an old man meeting his demise at the hands of the Balrog.
Speak friend and enter.
What would be worse if you actually said
no.
And you just because I imagine your ass creaks.
Yes, my ass creaks and also has a hinge. Oh god, that was graphic.
Welcome to the Tomb of Glory.
Steph, please stop animating my sphincter.
You could jizz all over them and be like, now you're Gandalf the White.
It's pulsating with longing. Have I taken it too far? I apologise.
Maybe. To be honest, right, everyone knows that in the Peter Jackson films, the Eye of Sauron is a dick.
It's like, a very weird looking dick. I mean, it's a very sharp dick. It's an eye. Sorry, Mark.
Well,
it's an eye there. And it's like with two prongs coming above it. It's like that would really hurt.
Well, it depends what you're into. But I mean, the head is clearly that of, you know, it's clearly a jab.
Because I mean, if you think about it, because the eye's on top of a tower.
Yeah, like in a metaphor.
Are you seriously just getting? Well, I understood. I'm just saying the logistics of the tower.
Oh,
are weird.
I thought you meant it's like a face on penis, so you can see the eye and then the shaft would be behind it.
I don't know. No.
Steph, do you want to carry on the podcast for the next year, just the two of us?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It turns out it's more educated.
Bye, folks! Just do that.
No, just do that again. I can do that.
All right, sorry.
And of course, the door... because you came on a motorbike.
I could have done. Oh wait, I've just ruined the illusion. I'm back in the room. Hang on, wait, I have to come back now. Hi guys.
I don't like how the door is. No, the proper way to get a door involved in sound effects, right? In fact,
you can't do it on that door. It doesn't work. It's not a door. All
right, well, let's get Jim Morrison involved.
No. No, this is
obscure musical joke.
Wow. This is something I've always wanted to try and I've forgotten it until now. Basically, I want to get two glasses filled with slightly different amounts of water, two doors I can slam, and with it, recreate the clock from 24. Deep, deep, deep,
deep. Just have Riders of the Storm playing in the background.
Sorry, now you're taking it too far.
Sorry, I got excited.
Hold the success. Just hold the success.
Got to maintain.
Anyway, best bits of the podcast from the year.
I don't know. Sound of Simon was pretty cool. I liked that music.
It's true.
We
just a shame when you can be arsed with it.
Our dinner, I thought, was quite nice. Yeah. We actually ate dinner. I ate dinner.
I had eaten dinner.
Yeah.
I was not starving.
It was like I got to the date late and then had to eat really quickly before the closing.
I still want to know an answer to the question: would you watch a film if all you knew about it was that it was called Death Pubes?
Look, I've
seen a lot of terrible films, so probably.
Yeah, I've spent the first 5 minutes looking at this podcast looking at our boobies, so yes, probably.
Closure.
We found out today. We learned that Steak-in is actually just thin steak and still
delicious.
Mark's not right.
It wasn't thin enough.
No. Be very hard to get it thinner.
Why? Why is it hard to get it
because
thinner?
Because you can't cut sirloin steak with that level of fat because it would just dry. You know how it was quite nice and moist?
Mm-hmm.
That's because it had the thickness. If it was any thinner than that, it'd be awful.
Well, bacon's pretty dry. You can have it like bacon.
No. Bacon's not very dry. It's that layer of fat around it. See, bacon's very fatty, whereas steak isn't.
It's not as like you bite into a piece of bacon and you're like, oh man, that's so wet and moist. Oh, no, it's dry. Bacon is dry.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not. Alright, so what is...
Let's ignore that.
Is there potentially a cut of beef then that has that kind of layer of fat on the edge so you could use that to recreate a form of steak?
You probably do... Rump steak probably wouldn't be too bad. But the trouble is that's when it's really thin, it gets sort of membranous, which is a bit weird. Ooh. It's essentially really thin meat, so it's like pulling...
A condom.
To be you and condom.
I don't know. You said membranous, and I thought membrane. And
brain
went to sex things.
Mm.
Because what other kind of membranes are there?
The insane in the membranes, cypress hills.
I'm going to assume that song's about condoms.
You're getting insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
That's what the condom breaks.
Oh my god.
I thought my fingers had hypothermia, but I've just been playing with the label a bit too much. It's kind of blue.
Well, that's it for another year, folks.
It's strange, because this label's not even blue.
What I'd like to say is that if there are any listeners listening...
Left.
At all. through the entire podcast, who have actually listened to more than three episodes and stayed with us...
To be fair, we've just got the Jim Morrison fans on.
I know. Are you going to put that in? It's going to be like the Jason Donovan thing. Put Jim Morrison on, we'll get a million
hits. We got 33 downloads from Australia that week.
Maybe we just need to put it in the title every day.
Jason Donovan.
Maybe we just need to file it under Australian news.
The Jason Donacast.
But anyway, to anybody listening, thank you for listening for hopefully a year. All four of you.
If not, go back to episode 1 and catch up.
Go back to episode 15.
That's
about where it starts getting.
Maybe episode 1 through 15 is... Well, 1 through 14 is a little bit sketchy. As we were trying to get our feet.
Yeah. 15 was about where it landed.
Which one was 15?
Porridge Captors.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, yeah, we had that great run, didn't we? Porridge Captors, expert dairy saleswoman.
The Princess and the Matador.
Personal favourite.
Yeah, well,
Schrodinger's dishwasher, and maybe I have an invisible dog.
Yeah, that was a good run.
But yeah, thank you for listening, and we'll be doing some more stuff in the future, including maybe some blogs, if Mark ever redesigns the website.
It's redesigned, it needs finishing.
Ever finishes the website.
I think the look is okay, it just needs the functionality.
And hopefully some other media stuff that we can figure out in the future.
My fingers are really blue, yeah. Let's not play with that.
but anyway, happy anniversary, guys.
Podcast-iversary.
Let's hold hands.
Do we have to?
Yes.
All right. Oh, you're all sweaty.
Yay.
I feel we should be like doing like a...
And now we kiss. That's it from our first live podcast. Directing has been Mark.
I said get me a personalised chair. Who's this director fellow?
Editing has been Simon.
Okay, I've got all these clips of us, and I've got this bottle of vodka, and I don't know which to attack first.
And credited under special thanks has been me, Steph. Thanks for listening, and if you want to leave some feedback for us on iTunes, that'd be great.
Tatty bye!
Bye!
Bye! To you, motherfucker!
That's right, it's for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your wife. Please tell me you're going to sing that to me tonight.
Well, you are a bare necessity for science and sexuality.
Things about... No, that doesn't work.
He'll curl up and you'll take him from behind.
That's it from our first. Right. Ready?
Yep.